Hello, everybody, and happy Wednesday afternoon to all you fine folks out there watching on Bally Sports Live and MLB TV. That's a look at Clover Park in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida, as we get you set for Game 2 of a six-game series between the homestanding St. Lucie Mets and the visiting Lakeland Flying Tigers, or the single-A affiliate of the Detroit Tigers. First pitch this afternoon coming your way at 1:10 Eastern Standard Time. Welcome now to the broadcast booth. Adam McDonald joined alongside by Jake Ricker. Jake, what a game yesterday. The Mets made five errors in the first three innings. They walked 10 batters, but Mitch Voit had the defensive game of the season at second base. He erased a lot of that. And then Antonio Jimenez had three RBI. The Mets pitching settled down, and the Mets won one of the best games of the season, at least as far as entertainment value, 5-4 in this critical series.
Yeah, what a way to kick off that series in that first game. It was a lot of fun. There's definitely some things the Mets are going to want to clean up moving forward if they want to win this series against Lakeland. But you mentioned Mitch Voit. He was absolutely fantastic defensively, putting on a clinic out there at second base. And to the Mets' credit, they got the job done. Now, it wasn't a pretty start for them, but they finished strong. They got the offense. Randy Guzman came through with a big home run to tie the game. And then Antonio Jimenez got one up the middle to give the Mets the lead. And now they turn their attention to today on Wednesday, try and clean up some of those mistakes and play a more round baseball game.
Yeah, and one of the guys that we didn't mention yet, AJ Salgado, very quietly last night from the nine spot, 2-for-2 with a walk, drove in a run, scored a run. He was in the mix. He made the last catch in the game in left field. He spoke with Jake for today's pregame show. Manager's meeting at home plate. Two Riveras, unrelated. Renee, first-year manager for Lakeland after being in the Mets organization as a catcher in the major leagues for a few years. Luis Rivera for St. Lucie. Those are your top two contenders for FSL Manager of the Year. Umpires are Tanya Millett and Malik Coleman. They were involved there late in the game yesterday when Yuhi Sako was ejected for the foreign substance. By the way, it's looking like a 10-game suspension for Sako, and the Mets cannot replace him on the roster. That is a double blow there for St. Lucie. On the mound for the Mets today is Antonio Jimenez, and he will, or rather, Jonathan Jimenez, no relation to Antonio, and he will be facing off against Gabriel Reyes. Uh-oh, lefty starting pitcher for the Flying Tigers. Mets haven't won a game at home yet this year when the opponent starts a lefty. Jimenez, Reyes has been really good all season. But the Mets buoyed today by a couple of major league rehabbers. Jose Siri, Jesse Winker, going to bat 1-2 in the order. We'll see how they do as they ramp up trying to get back to the big leagues before the end of the year. Jimenez with the hop and a skip, taking the field. Mets in their orange jerseys, as they usually do on Wednesdays here at Clover Park. Everyone else trickling out of the dugouts to the line for the anthem. For that, we send it down to the field. And with that, it's go time for the Mets and Flying Tigers, who are meeting for the eighth of their 12 scheduled games this season. This afternoon is game two of a six-game series at Clover Park. The Mets lead the current series 1-0 after winning the opener 5-4 Tuesday. The Mets lead the season series now 4-3. The team split six games at Joker Market Stadium way back in early April. On the mound for the St. Lucie Mets, Jonathan Jimenez, a 21-year-old from Venezuela, started this season in the FCL, was recently promoted to St. Lucie. He's been very good. Five games, four starts for Jimenez, 2.20 ERA, only four runs and seven walks in 16 innings with 16 strikeouts. Trying to keep it rolling here towards the end of August. Starting lineup for the Flying Tigers, Nick Dumanil, who walked three times yesterday, will DH again and lead off. Jack Goodman bats second, Jesus Pinto third. Carson Rucker up in the order. Boy, he had a great game defensively yesterday at the hot corner. Former St. Lucie Met Junior Tillian had two doubles yesterday. Bats fifth, he's in left. Samuel Heal makes his first appearance of the series. Christian Santana batting under 200, but 14 homers. Bats seventh, Sergio Tapia will catch, and David Smith is in right field batting ninth. As for the Mets defense, Jake will spin you around the diamond.
Starting in the outfield for St. Lucie, Yonatan Henriquez, he plays left field today. Jose Siri starting his MLB rehab assignment, he's in center field for St. Lucie. Simone Juan is in right, and then on the infield, going from third to first, it is Trey Snyder playing the hot corner. Antonio Jimenez at shortstop. Mitch Boyd back at second base tonight after making so many great defensive plays. Randy Guzman at first, and Diverson Gutierrez doing the catching behind the plate.
And we're ready for baseball on a mostly cloudy, hot Wednesday afternoon. Rain could be coming around 4 o'clock. Hopefully we're done by then. First pitch on the way, and it's a fastball high for ball one, and we're underway. Tad bit early, 109. It's 89 degrees. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. As the Mets try to inch closer to a second-half division title. As this pitch is up high, 2-0. Mets won yesterday. Daytona won yesterday. Mets remain 8.5 games up with 11 games to go. Magic number down to 3. 2-0 pitch away. 3 balls and no strikes. Well, yesterday, Flying Tigers got the leadoff man on 7 times out of 9 innings. 6 of those times on walks. Dumanil twice on his own. And he will draw a 4-pitch walk to start this afternoon's affair. Not the way that Jimenez wanted to come out of the gates. Dumanil reached on a walk yesterday against Truman Pauly to start the game and came around to score. We'll see if the Mets can keep him from crossing home plate. As much as the Mets struggled with the walks in the errors yesterday, 10 walks, 5 errors, They did hold Lakeland 1-for-9 runners in scoring position, so they made the pitches and the plays defensively when they had to. There's Goodman with the fly ball into right center field. Siri tracking, still going. Siri with the reaching catch. We welcome Jose Siri back to the fold, live action. Got the legs churning there. Of course, he's one of the top speed guys in all of pro baseball. Made that look barely easy as it kept traveling away from him. Siri's been on the IL with a broken leg since mid-April. Took a look at that replay again on the foul off his leg. As this ball is hit out to second, Voit, here he goes. The pitch to his shortstop, Jimenez, on to first. Double play off the bat of Pinto. Mets turned three double plays yesterday. They turned one in the first inning today. That erases the leadoff walk. When we return, Jose Siri and Jesse Winker at the plate for the Mets. Quick top of the first, even after the walk. Now on the mound let's take a look at that Mets lineup. Jose Siri, Jesse Winker. What a 1-2 combo as they start their rehab assignments. The New York Mets outfielders coming off a leg injury and a back injury, respectively. Then your normal St. Lucie Mets, Voit, Jimenez, Gutierrez, Guzman, Snyder, Enriquez, and Juan. We'll see who subs in for Siri and Winker. On the mound for Lakeland is Gabriel Reyes. He's been in the FSL all season. Game 18, start 15 for him, a 2.51 ERA, pitching left-handed. Mets against left-handed pitchers at home have not won. 0-9 in game started by an opposing lefty. Let's see if a couple of major leaguers can turn it around. Siri will use his timeout before he's even seen a pitch. Avoid that pitch clock violation. Was 1-for-20 with New York before fouling a ball off his leg on April 12th out in West Sacramento against the A's. Oh! A stumble for Reyes. Caught a spike. Well, that's a pitch clock violation. Well,
automatic ball.
So you have a batter avoiding an automatic strike and then, yeah, just stumbled. And the pitcher cannot avoid the automatic ball. Actual first pitch swung through and missed 1-1. I took a look at the Jose Siri foul ball off his leg. It came against former St. Lucie Met JT Ginn. Met-on-met crime. A 1-1 pitch swung through and missed a fastball. It was a nasty sinker by Ginn. It was a 2021 St. Lucie Met. Eventually traded away by the Mets to the A's. Siri fouled that ball right off his leg just above his ankle guard and has had him out all season. Quick pitch. It's outside 2-2. Siri takes the breaking ball, and it's a full count.
This has been a nice job after falling behind in the count. Has done well at seeing the baseballs coming in, laying off a couple of good pitches, and now worked himself into a full count.
Reyes, the payoff pitch, lost him with the fastball at 93, so Jose Siri, a couple of big cuts, eventually takes the free pass. Let's see if he can test that leg out by running the bases. The Mets, very active on the bases as a unit. See if Siri's involved in that once he eventually gets all his equipment off. And now it's the next man up, Jesse Winker. Oblique strain in May, had him out till early July, then a back injury, has had him out since then. And the lost season at this point, see if he can get back. First pitch, slider, strike one. Winker hitting .229 on the season, a home run and 10 driven in. Big pickup for the Mets last year for that stretch run all the way to the NLCS. Re-signed as a free agent in the offseason. Strike two. He was set to platoon with Starling Marte, corner outfield DH role. Marte having a big resurgence up in New York right now. Winker swings through a changeup and strikes out on three pitches. That was a good one by Reyes.
And this is going to be part of that rehab assignment, just getting back to game action, timing things up. We'll take a little bit of time. Every single pitch that he's able to see is going to help that cause.
So one out, one on, no score. Mitch Voit at the plate. Big lead for Siri, not going, and Voit lines this one, knocked down by Goodman, and he has no play to make. It must have been a knuckler. It was Goodman, that looked like it hit him right on the heel of the mitt, and he couldn't squeeze it shut. Almost looked like he was surprised he didn't have it in the mitt.
Well, Siri held up there for a moment, thought that that might be caught, and then just off the glove for Goodman.
Yeah, that should have been caught, and that is an E6. I mean, Goodman ran right into it. He just didn't make the catch. So first and second for the Mets with one out. Antonio Jimenez drove in three of the Mets' five runs yesterday. Takes ball one. Good to see he and Mitch Voit have great games. Mets' top two draft picks this summer. They were a great duo yesterday. A lot of shuffling by Siri. Line drive. That is knocked down as well. Throw to second for one. Then the balloon throw is high into the dugout by Goodman. And Siri is coming in.
Fielder's choice.
1-0 Mets.
E6 on the throw.
E6 throwing on Goodman. Well, that was a strange one because Heel, the second baseman, he had a chance to catch this in the air, and it trickled out. He gets an out here, and then I don't know what happened. And maybe Goodman realizing that he shouldn't have been throwing it. He was not going to get the double play. With the ball into the Lakeland dugout, that awards home plate to Siri. And the Mets have a 1-0 lead. A couple errors on the shortstop helping the cause for the Mets. Jimenez trying to steal third. The throw is a good one by Tapia. And he cuts down Jimenez. What a wonky bottom of the first that was. The Mets will leave it, though, with the 1-0 lead. Beautiful day to be at the beach. Beautiful day to be at the ballpark. Last home weekday game for the Mets. What is going on in the early parts of these games? Yesterday was crazy. How about Jonathan Jimenez, a four-pitch walk to start the game. He threw six pitches in the first inning. After the four-pitch walk, there was a flyout and a double play.
You just never know what's going to happen in these first innings between the Mets and the Tigers.
No. A breaking ball, the backup slider, a strike to Carson Rucker.
Now you do expect it a little more in games like this where it's a quick turnaround for these teams playing earlier than a normal 6-10 start.
I don't think I've ever in my life, as this one's fouled away, seen a three-batter inning that started with a four-pitch walk and totaled six pitches. But that's what it was. We're not even talking about the bottom of the first. The Mets, one run, no hits, two errors, nobody left on base. An odd one as well. 2-2 on Rucker now. Rucker yesterday reached base three times, twice on walks, one time on an error. Slider in the dirt, full count. Payoff pitch, and it's dribbled foul. And he'll do it again. Payoff pitch number two. Struck him out, swinging on the slider. Or did he get a piece? He got a piece, apparently. Sure, Diverson Gutierrez believed it.
Well, that's a tough pitch to get a piece of as well. It's a cutter just way down in the zone. Nice pitch from Jimenez.
Payoff number three. Struck him out this time on the cutter. No question. Now Rucker swung at ball four twice. First strikeout of the afternoon for Jonathan Jimenez. An old friend, Junior Tillian, to the plate.
Jimenez went right back to that cutter. He said, if it worked once, why not try it one more time?
Now Junior Tillian, a St. Lucie Met champion in 2022, and played in 2023 with St. Lucie as well. Spent all last year in High A Brooklyn, was grabbed in the AAA portion of the Rule 5 draft by Detroit in December. It's been an injured season for Tillian, as this pitch has been challenged by Gutierrez. Stays a ball. Half an inch off. Tony Millett gets it right. Mets 0 for 2 in challenges yesterday. And that hurt them. They could have used some towards the end. They did overcome that. They overcame a lot yesterday. 2-0 pitch to Tillian is fouled off. So Tillian, a couple of minor league rehab assignments with Lakeland, but now just a full-time Flying Tiger. Helpy otherwise might be in High A, Double A. Val tips this pitch. Yesterday he accounted for half of the four hits for the Flying Tigers. Both those hits were doubles, so that was a really good night for the Mets organization here. Well, the Mets hitters did well, and then you had a former Met hitter trained through the Mets do well for Lakeland. Pitch just missed. That one looked closer than the prior challenged one. That was off, though. Full count. Tillian gets a piece. Missed it last night. I relayed that Junior Tillian, the only St. Lucie Met in history, homer three times in a game. Did that 2022 across the state in Dunedin on a Sunday afternoon. And then as the payoff pitch, and it's a ground ball to the third baseman. Nice reach up by Trey. The throw is good. Snyder has the out. Two up, two down in the top of the second.
Nice to see Snyder at the hot corner today. Makes a nice clean play. Good throw after the Mets, who had committed five errors through the first couple innings, off to a good start.
Yesterday might have been the single worst and single best defensive game for the Mets all season. All rolled into nine innings. Samuel Heal at the plate. Cutter for a strike. You had all the Mitch Voit plays, of course. Then you had the great Simone Juan running catch in right and the hose to first base for the double play in the eighth. Pop up. Mitch going back. Juan coming in. It's Juan. He makes the play to turn in a 1-2-3 inning. And Jonathan Jimenez has faced the minimum through two hitless and scoreless. 1-0 Mets halfway through the second. Iverson Gutierrez back to the plate for the Mets in the bottom of the second. He's stranded there when Jimenez was caught stealing third. Going back to that, Tony Jimenez already in scoring position with two outs. Bat taken out of Gutierrez's hands. He was 0 for 4 yesterday. Gabriel Reyes, an unearned run charged to him in the first. Ball one high. Something's got to give. The Mets have not won a game at home against left-handed starter this year, but the Mets are 7-2 on Wednesdays at home, 14-3 on Wednesdays overall. As this ball is dribbled foul. Mets looked like they were going to be undefeated on the road on Wednesdays until the hiccup in the ninth inning last week. At Palm Beach, couldn't hold the 9-5 lead in the ninth. 1-1 pitch, and it's fouled straight back.
And this is a great Mets team. We've seen what they've been able to do all year long. So have to think at some point they'll be able to figure out the left-handed starters.
1-2 pitch, struck him out. The slider. First strikeout for Reyes. Well, you go back to the last three home games against Jupiter. Last time the Mets were here. All three started by lefties. And the Mets got one run across the three games and only nine hits. Lost all three of them. As Guzman hits a big bouncer deep to third. That's a fair ball off the glove of Rucker. And Guzman will hit the bag at first. He's heading towards second. He's in there with the double. Randy Guzman, a homer yesterday and a double early this afternoon.
For Guzman has just been absolutely fantastic ever since he's come up from the FCL. So good with that swing. He's got a big, powerful one. That ball ends up staying fair off the glove of Rucker. Nice job to hustle after that turn to first and get into second.
And it's hard to get a ball by Rucker down there. It definitely appeared to be the right call, though. Thought it kicked up the chalk. Throw back to second. Not going to be in time. We have Trey Snyder at the plate. Guzman. Can you believe that's his ninth double already? It's his 18th game. Bad broadcaster Matt tells me it's a double every other game.
That's how good he has been since joining the team. And he won FSL Player of the Week in his first week.
He'd probably already be well clear of 10 doubles by now if not for the week plus off with the wrist injury, the nagging wrist injury. But, hey, he appears pretty good right now.
Well, and it only took him, what, one game after coming back from injury to really get back up to full speed? It's been a fun player to watch.
2-0 on Snyder. Took a lot of pitches yesterday. Two balls and a strike. Snyder, three walks and a single. Got on base 4-4 times. Ball three. So many things happened last night. That definitely got lost in the shuffle. 4-4 on base day. Snyder hits a ground ball to Rucker at third. He scoops. The throw is scooped at first by Santana. That's a run-scoring play. He just stopped. As soon as Rucker let that ball go, Guzman headed to third. The ball gets away. He's going to keep going. Now, Rucker, we saw so many great throws yesterday. That was surprising.
Had to come in a long way. That throw just a little bit rushed. Not quite on target, but you're right at him. He was fantastic last night.
The switch hitter, Jonathan Henriquez, batting from the right side. A rare quiet 0-for-4 day for him yesterday. Plus an error in the field. Expect him to have a better showing this afternoon. Bats with two outs and runner on third. Mets up by a run. Henriquez lines this one foul.
We talked about how good Randy Guzman has been since joining the team. Jonathan Henriquez, who has been here all season long, is quietly having a really solid season for St. Lucie. Batting average coming into today, .266.
And really since midway through June, just been on a tear. Fouls this ball off himself. He had a chance, I thought, that week we were in Bradenton right before the All-Star break. Early July to be the FSL Player of the Week. Probably needed a really good Sunday. Mets won that game 2-0, but not much offense that afternoon.
And Jonathan Henriquez, 18 doubles and 8 home runs, so two more homers and two more doubles if he can pull it off would put him at 20-10, which would be quite impressive.
Two pitches inside. He's got a chance to be a Florida State League All-Star. And the voting is done. For a guy who's been around all season, has put up those numbers, should be in the mix.
Not to mention 50 RBIs on the year as well.
30-plus stolen bases. Fouls all the way, another pitch to stay alive.
And he by far has the most energy of anybody on this team. He's always so much fun to keep your eye on down there in the dugout. He is one of the guys that loves to say the Mets slogan, nobody the most.
He swings and misses here on the slider. That'll end the inning. Reyes strands Guzman at third base. We're through two innings this Wednesday afternoon in Port St. Lucie. Mets lead 1-0. bottom of the order who will hit for Lakeland against Jonathan Jimenez, whose real-time ERA in St. Lucie now sits at 1.96. Two scoreless hitless innings for Jimenez on 23 pitches. He'll face Christian Santana, batting 191, but 14 runs driven in. A cutter just off the plate. Flying Tigers going after that cutter off the plate. We'll see if they start to make an adjustment here. So far, Santana has. 2-0. Fastball no good. Three balls, no strikes.
All right, this is where you have to be careful with Santana. Despite having that lower batting average, he can really hit the ball hard. You not want to throw one over the middle of the plate.
Well, he threw one over the plate, but too high. It's a four-pitch walk. That's now two times in three innings. There's been a leadoff walk in eight times in 11 innings in the series. The Mets have walked a leadoff man.
It's still looming as an issue for the Mets. Do not want to keep giving Lakeland good chances by having the leadoff runner on with no outs. They're eventually going to start scoring runs. Again, these are two of the best teams in the Florida State League this year.
Back in the strike zone on the first pitch to Sergio Tapia, the catcher.
And despite some of that sloppiness that happened in game one, you expect that to eventually start to go away.
Here's a ground ball. Nice stop by Jimenez. Voit drops it on the exchange. Otherwise, that would have been an easy double play. It's about the only thing that's gone wrong for Voit out there on the diamond the last 2 days. That was a great stop by Jimenez.
Fantastic. That ball almost took a late hop on him. Kind of just grabbed it low. Pulled that glove up high as it took that late hop, able to get a nice flip over to second base.
Should update the numbers there. The Mets have walked the leadoff man in 8 of 12 innings. I'm very good at math, Jake. Certainly not in real time.
That's why we're up here in the booth, right?
Some should argue even that. A rip into right field nearly hit Tapia. He avoids getting plunked. Here comes the throw by Juan. Skips in. It's a sharp single for David Smith, the nine-hitter. It's the first hit of the afternoon for the Flying Tigers. And they have set up first and second with one out for the top of the lineup. And Nick Dumanil.
Well, I think the most impressive part of that play was Tapia avoiding that 102-mile-an-hour hit from his teammate David Smith.
Yeah, if it pegs him, he's out. And Smith would be on first with the single, but a painful out. Dumanil walked to start the game. He's up to four walks in six trips in the series. Swing and a miss on a cutter. Maybe just tired of all the walks. Cutter down. Ball and a strike. First time through the order for the Flying Tigers. No runs, just one hit. A couple of walks. One strikeout, one double play. There's a foul out of play. For Jimenez, he could use an efficient outing, and it's been that way so far. As the Mets churned through seven pitchers last night. That's a lot for the first game of the week. A 1-2 breaking ball struck him out with the curveball. He was waiting for that one. Needed a strikeout and got it. All those cutters, the mid-high 80s. Drops in that 82-mile-per-hour hook right at the top of the zone. It's his second strikeout, two down. Still two on, and Jack Goodman. Is up. Backup cutter, strike one.
And everything becomes a little bit easier now for Jimenez with two outs. Just need one more to get out of the inning. Anywhere that ball is hit will get you the out. Won't have to worry about a base hit, potentially scoring a runner and getting two runners in scoring position.
That cutter fouled off again, and now we're ahead nothing in two. We've seen him now in this game come out, first batter, struggling to throw strikes, and then figure it out right afterwards, which is always a good sign. Get back on track in real time. Tried for the easy out there, but misfired with the shot on the slider. Foul out of play on the cutter. He's been heavy on the cutter. We've seen that in the 86 to 87 range. Fastball around 93. The rare curveball. The occasional slider. There's the curveball again, but too high. Goodman fighting his way back into this at-bat. Goodman takes the fastball low. Jimenez jumped ahead 0-2. Now it's a full count. Tappy on second. Smith on first will be off on the pitch. The payoff. Lined out of play. We'll do it again. And back to his bread and butter cutter.
Well, these have been battles early in this game for a lot of these at-bats. Jimenez is now up to 43 pitches.
Three, two again. Breaking ball. Lost him. Actually, it was the cutter. Well, that's got to be frustrating. They're jumping ahead nothing in two after striking out Dumanil to issue a walk. That loads the bases for Pinto, and we'll expect a mound visit here. And right on cue, Luis Alvarado, the Mets pitching coach, heads out for a visit. Mets enter this ball game with a 72-48 record. One more win, they'll match the 2022 team. Mets are 38-17 in the second half. That's tied for fifth best in all minor league baseball. Again, they're 8.5 up on Daytona with 11 to go. They could clinch the division as soon as Thursday. They would love to get that wrapped up this week before we're heading on the road next week to Fort Myers. Meanwhile, Lakeland is still up a game and a half on Clearwater after Daytona beat Clearwater yesterday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Lakeland already safely in the postseason. I'm sure they would like to do what the Mets are doing, go back-to-back, win the division again. Mound visit over. Pinto hit into a double play in the first inning. Bats with the bases loaded. Mets up a run in the third. Jimenez first pitch missed with the fastball away. Looked pretty good. Mets don't challenge it. Would have been a strike. Mets and Gutierrez lost the challenge last inning. Big bouncing ball out to first. Guzman scoops, throws. Oh, what a cover by Jimenez. And he spikes the ball. I'm sure some frustration there. That was a hold-your-breath play. Could Guzman make the pick? And then could he connect? He's got to deal with the pick, the short hop, the runner, the pitcher on the move. It all worked in the end. And the mess is escaped. Simone Juan, last man to hit for the Mets, leads off the home third. Mets up 1-0, scoring an unearned run in the first inning. Juan hits a stinger that two hops out to the second baseman heel. Long throw to first is in time. Juan out on one pitch. And that does it for the first time for the Mets against Reyes. The unearned run, the Guzman double. That is all. Here is Siri, who worked a walk and scored that run on the throwing error by the shortstop Goodman. First pitch of ball inside. A pretty good job by Evan Nine over in the sound room. He's got Jose Siri's music. He's got his headshot up on the video board. Quick turnaround for a day game. Big cut by Siri. He's known for that power. Kind of guy who's not going to hit for average, but can slug a few. Fouls this one back, and it's a ball and two strikes.
That power in the defense, that series game, one of the top center fielders, was a big part of the Rays' outfield for a long time before heading to the Mets.
A 1-2 pitch at the back foot. Mets acquired Siri in a trade for Eric Orsi. They hit him in the foot. Siri thinks so. He's going to head down to first. The umpire's going to get together and discuss this. It's the home plate umpire's call. Not sure what would cause this to be overturned. It'll stand. Oh, Siri appears no worse for the wear. Try to get that back foot out of the way. And now Winker. Struck out on three pitches in his first at-bat. You never know how it's going to go with these rehabbers. Of course, the Mets had two at one time against Lakeland the first time these two teams met. Francisco Alvarez and Jeff McNeil made the trip across the state to join the Mets at Joker Market Stadium. Those two were relatively quiet that week, but it was Drew Gilbert who had the big one. He was awesome. Of course, he was a minor league rehabber at the time. Bouncing ball right out to the second shortstop, Goodman. Steps on first, second pivots, and that's a double play. Well, Goodman, who made two errors in the first inning, turns a double play essentially on his own right there, and that will get the Flying Tigers past that hit by pitch. Three innings for Reyes, one unearned run, and Jimenez jogging back out there for St. Lucie. Fourth inning, Mets lead 1-0. Fourth inning means it's Jake Ricker time on the play-by-play. Jake, good luck.
Rucker will lead it off for the Flying Tigers. Jimenez back out of the mound. It's been a for the most part, nice easy game going for the Mets. Not committed any errors, only giving up the one hit. First pitch swung on and missed, and it's 0-1 to Rucker.
Yeah, the only issues have been the Jimenez walks. He's managed to overcome those.
Well, things can sometimes get a little more crazy when I take over on the play-by-play. So we'll see what happens. 0-1 pitch inside.
Yesterday, I believe, it was a push. I gave you a tie, you handed me back a tie.
Got a little dicey there, but Randy Guzman came through with a big solo home run to tie it. 1-1 pitch too far outside. Two balls and a strike. By the way, I asked Randy about his home run celebration, because I think he is one of the more unique ones on the team.
The hand over the head wave.
The little wave back and forth, yeah. 2-1 pitch. Rucker flies it into right. Guzman is in, and he will make the catch for the first out of the inning.
What did Randy tell you about this?
Well, he told me that this was his way of waving to the bullpen. The bullpen loves his home runs that come over there to their side, and they told him to make sure that he waves every time he comes around second base and passing by the bullpen. Tillian at the plate now. First pitch pops it up back over the top of the roof of the Clover Park.
You know, for the fans who don't know, it wasn't until just a couple of years ago the bullpens moved out there beyond the left field wall. They used to be on the field side. You couldn't do that back then.
0-1 pitch, bouncing ground ball. This one's going to get through both Snyder and Jimenez, and a base hit for Junior Tillian.
Well, the Flying Tigers have six hits in the series and three now are by former St. Lucie Met Junior Tillian.
And he had one taken away by Mitch Voigt in that game. On base again here, so a runner on first with one out. Gill at the plate. Gill 0 for 1. First pitch swinging again. Fouls it off on the late swing. One pitch, that one up high, and caught funny by Gutierrez. A little shaken up now up. Looks like he's okay.
I don't know if it was the reach or if it was a cross-up. You give Gutierrez a lot of credit. I mean, catching a night game and then flip around doing the day game, he'll get his off day tomorrow.
Never easy to do, especially in this hot Florida weather. Scoreboard temperature reads 89 degrees, which actually all things considered isn't as bad. 1-1 pitch, fouled off again. A 1-2 count, Jimenez ahead. He's had a little bit of trouble putting away guys after getting ahead in counts. This one fired high, and now the count even at 2-2.
Yeah, he's tried to use that curveball a couple of times when he gets the two strikes. It worked once, but couple of times since just kind of loops out of the hand and doesn't fall.
2-2. This one sent in the air right field. Juan is in again. He's underneath it and he will make the catch for the second out of the inning. Two flyouts to Simone Juan, and now it's Christian Santana stepping up into the batter's box with a runner on first. Santana drew the walk in his first at-bat. First pitch rocked into left field. That one's through for a base hit. Santana showing off a little bit of that power. 99.3 off the bat. And runners on first and second for the Tigers. So it's been a flyout, a single, a flyout, and then a single.
So Simone Juan should be ready?
That's what I would say. Tapia, who reached on a fielder's choice in the second inning. Officially 0 for 1. Two outs, two runners on, in a 1-0 game. Mets out in front. Pitch taken high, ball one. 1-0 pitch. And this one again fouled off over top of the roof this time. Lots of foul balls, lots of battles in every single one of these at-bats. There really has not been many easy outs for Jimenez. O2 pitch, this one's too high. Jimenez trying to end this inning without any damage done. Two runners on. Pitch on the way, ground ball. This one scooped up by Jimenez. He'll go to second for the quick out, and that will end the inning. Mets are able to work away out of the jam once again. They're in front 1-0 going to the bottom of the fourth. Mitch Voigt, who's had quite the start to this series, making a lot of big plays. He was fantastic last night. He'll lead it off the inning here against Reyes. In fact, Mitch Voigt, two of his plays that he made last night made it on SportsCenter Top 10. Number 10 play and the number 4 play. Pitch taken high here by Voigt. One ball, no strikes. A nice job by Mitch Voigt. Gets the honors of SportsCenter Top 10. One-zero pitch. Voigt sends this one on the ground and foul down the third base side. Well, St. Lucie's had a pretty good streak when it comes to guys getting on the top 10. Of course, had Ronald Hernandez last year, who made that falling catch into the camera well, knocking over the camera. He made it on to SportsCenter Top 10. Mitch Voigt now this season. 1-1. Voigt with a big cut. Sends it right side, but foul. Be behind here, 1-2. So Voigt's starting to make some great plays defensively. We'll see if that confidence is able to help him at the plate. Like to get that batting average up a little bit higher. 1-2. Voigt takes it just low. This has been, well, it was asked to be challenged by the catcher for the Tigers, Smith, and it would have been a really close pitch. It looked like it might have just clipped the zone had they gotten the challenge, but they are denied. 2-2 pitch, Voigt now fouls it off. I have to be really quick with that challenge. Can't take too long to think about it. Has to be almost sequential. 2-2 from Reyes. It's outside, and now the count is run full to Mitch Voit. This is just what good hitters can do despite falling behind, working themselves into good counts. Payoff from Reyes. And that is ball four. So Mitch Voit narrowly avoids the strikeout, but ends up drawing the walk. It's a leadoff base runner here in the fourth for St. Lucie. Voit heads down to first base, and now Antonio Jimenez digging in. Jimenez 0 for 1. Reached on the error in the first inning. Jimenez takes the first pitch high. Snap throw down to first base. Voit is back in safely. Ended up pretty far off second base. Had a long way to run back. Able to get there in time. Another pickoff move to first base, and again in safely is Voit. His first disengagement of the at-bat. Tigers keeping an eye on Mitch Voit. They do not want to deal with him any more than they already have to, making plays at second base. 1-0 pitch, Jimenez swings and misses. It evens the count on 1-1. Pretty decent lead over there for Voit. Timeout taken by Jimenez. Jimenez, who's been a little up and down at times, but overall, another solid at bat that's been put into this lineup. There's that lead from Mitch Voit. Not running. 1-1. Right back up, and this hits the pitcher, Reyes. He's in some pain. Ball rolls away. And everybody's going to come in to check in on Reyes. Oh, you could hear that one from up here. Hopefully he is okay. And he's back up on his feet, which is good to see right away. Jimenez smoked that ball 104 miles per hour off the bat. And Reyes took that one right up off the top near his hat. And right away you could tell he was in some pain. Trainer's out to check on him. And again, already moving around, standing up. That's a great sign. Athletic trainer Tristan Wagler for the Flying Tigers. Reyes is right back on his feet. He's going to grab his equipment, and he will exit this game after taking that ball up high. So a new pitcher will come in for the Flying Tigers. He'll exit to a round of applause from the Mets dugout and the fans here in attendance. Again, good to see that he's okay and into the dugout off on his own power. So a new pitcher will come in for the Flying Tigers. They will have all the time they need to warm up and get ready. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll tell you about that new pitcher in for Lakeland. New pitcher on for the Lakeland Flying Tigers is Ignacio Brasino, holding a 2-5 record, 3.43 ERA, 42 innings pitched, 22 walks, and 38 strikeouts on the season. We'll inherit two runners on first and second. Diverson Gutierrez is the first batter that he will face. Duray is knocked out of the game on the line drive from Antonio Jimenez. Sino takes over. First pitch high and ball one to Gutierrez. Gutierrez 0 for 1, struck out in the second. He's played a lot of baseball over the last 24 hours. 1-0 pitch, Gutierrez big cut, swings through it. Caught last night's game, again catching behind the plate today on a quick turnaround. So there's 1-1. Gutierrez takes it inside. Two balls and a strike. To 1, Gutierrez fouls a strike back. Evens the count at 2-2. And this is starting to become one of the best opportunities for the Mets. Two runners on and no outs. Extend their 1-0 lead. 2-2 pitch in there for a called strike 3. Gutierrez will go down looking. And that is the second strikeout for Gutierrez, the first for Brasino. Now Randy Guzman will head to the plate. One away here in the bottom of the fourth. Gutierrez swings through the slider, 0-1. As mentioned earlier, at the start of the game, the Mets have not won a game at home against a lefty starter. Sino, by the way, another left-handed pitcher. After Reyes was taken out of the game due to injury. Pickoff move back to second base. This is a great throw, and out at second is Voit. Another pickoff play for the Tigers. Erases the leadoff runner for the Mets. Voit out at second, and now two away in the inning. Takes away the runner in scoring position. The one pitch too far inside. Guzman has to jump out of the way. With the count at 1-1. One pitch, Guzman hard on the ground, bounces up to Rucker, he goes to second, and that's in time for the third and final out of the inning. A great play there by Rucker to get the last out. Mets are unable to capitalize after a walk and a single to lead the four. Still 1-0 St. Lucie here at Clover Park on this Wednesday afternoon. New pitcher on your screen for the St. Lucie Mets. It's number 75, Oliver Ortega. He'll take over on the mound for Jonathan Jimenez. Ortega, who's been rehabbing down with St. Lucie. See his stats there. 0-1 record, 4.30 ERA. Excuse me, that was his stats back in the MLB in 2023. Here with St. Lucie this year. Ortega, 0-1, 3.18 ERA, 5 2/3 innings pitched. 3 walks and 9 strikeouts. And a solid outing for Jonathan Jimenez, who goes 4 innings pitched, giving up just 3 hits, no runs. Did have 3 walks and 2 strikeouts. Ortega's first batter will be against David Smith. Take a set, first pitch, fired high, and it's ball one. A 1-0 pitch, can't find the zone, now 2-0. So Ortega, who's been in and out of the major leagues with the Mets now, he's most recently playing with Syracuse, dealing with some injuries, so on rehab assignment with St. Lucie. 2-0 pitch, this is taken high. 3-0. So the Tigers have had to deal with quite a lot of rehabbers when they have played the St. Lucie Mets. As Adam mentioned in the last inning that they faced off McNeil and Alvarez as major league rehabbers. Strike comes in here to Smith, now 3-1. And then you had Drew Gilbert, who was on minor league rehab assignment at the time. And now in this series, facing off against Jose Siri and Jesse Winker as the major league rehab assignments, and Oliver Ortega as the minor league rehab assignment. 3-1 on its way from Ortega. Broken bat. This one blocked in front by Guzman. He's going to flip it to Ortega, who covers, and that's in time for the first out here in the fifth. A lot happening on that play. That bat shattered and went flying all the way towards Boyd, who was standing over at second base. Guzman knocked it down, kept it in front of him, and made a nice flip to Ortega, who covered. And they're able to pick up the out. Back to the top of the lineup now for the Flying Tigers. Humanall at the plate. First pitch misses, ball one. Humanall 0 for 1. Struck out in the third. Did draw a walk in the first inning. One 0 pitch. Called strike. Take it, comes set, and the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Timeout taken here by Dumanol. Just the batting gloves now back in. Take it ready with a 1-2. This one comes inside. Just able to get out of the way. Was Dumanil. So the count will go even at 2-2. Tenth pitch coming from Ortega. Swing and a miss for strike three. Ortega picks up the strikeout for the second out here in the fifth. Got him on the curveball right in the middle of the zone. And Dumanil out in front, so strikeout for Ortega. Two up, two down, and now Jack Goodman at the plate. First pitch to Goodman, fouls it off. Sinker at 95 from Ortega. A one pitch. Fired just low. Evens the count at 1-1. Two outs in the inning. Nobody on. 1-1 from Ortega. Shot right field. Juan is going to race back. He's looking up at the track, still backing up, and he makes the grab as he backs into the wall for out number three. Goodman gave that ball quite the ride, but Juan makes the catch. It's a 1-2-3 inning for the Mets. He's still out in front by one. Rossino, who has a very interesting delivery, kind of goes underhand and then comes up a little bit for a sidearm delivery. Entered the game for Reyes after he was injured on a line drive from Antonio Jimenez. And the first full inning of work for Rossino now, and he will face off against Trey Snyder. Snyder 0-for-1. First pitch is taken high for a ball. Sinker that missed. That pitch actually was in the zone, but called a ball. No challenge coming from the Tigers. 1-0 pitch. Snyder sends this one deep into left field. Over and making the catch is Tillian. Snyder, really great swing. And off the bat, looked pretty good, but fell short in left center. Tillian makes the grab, and that's out number one here in the fifth. Now it's in Henriquez next up. First pitch, and he sends this one foul down the right side. One one to Henriquez. Pitch taken outside. Evens the count out 1-1. Nobody on with one out. Bottom fifth, 1-0 game. Henriquez thought about it for a moment, but held. The pitch is in the zone. He's now behind 1-2. A 1-2 pitch. Henriquez crushes this one in high in the left field. Tillian has plenty of time to camp underneath it, and he will make the grab for the second out. And that ball went a long way in the air. 48-degree launch angle from Jonathan Henriquez. And now Simone Juan trying to avoid a 1-2-3 inning. Pitch on the way. Juan goes down and chases the slider. He's behind 0-1. That's in front just by one. It's been a pitcher's duel for the most part between these two teams. A one too far outside. The one run that the Mets did score in this game came by Jose Siri. After he drew a walk, eventually came around to score on an error. Throw into the dugout awarded him two bases. Juan sends this one on the ground. It's picked up by Hill. Hill go to first. And that is a 1-2-3 inning put together by Lakeland here in the fifth. 1-0 Mets here in game number two of this six-game series. Right back after this. Colton Cosper is the new pitcher on for the Mets after the one inning from the rehabbing Oliver Ortega. Cosper, who made quite the impact for the Mets in his first appearance, he went five innings scoreless. We also have some defensive changes here for the Mets. Henriquez will move over to center field. It will take over for Jose Siri as he exits the game in his first rehab appearance. It'll slowly work those guys back to 100%. Cosper's first pitch in for a strike. And it's 0-1 to Pinto. So 0-2 takes this pitch low. Cosper's pitch fired just high. Two balls and a strike. To one pitch. And for another called strike. And Cosper has even the count at 2-2. 3.52 ERA for Cosper. 2-2 pitch fouled off. Cosper for the Mets. This is his third appearance. 2-2 shot right side. That one squeaks through for a base hit. And Pinto is aboard to lead off the sixth inning. Number 18, third baseman, Carson Roberts. So the base hit there by Pinto, and now Carson Recker to the plate. Recker 0 for 2. Fouls off this first pitch, and it's 0-1. By the way, in the left field now is Kevin Vivasencio. He takes over in Henriquez's spot, and Henriquez moves to center, replacing Jose Siri. A 1-1 from Cosper, big cut and a miss by Recker, and now it's 1-2. We'll wait and see if the day will be done for Jesse Winker. Usually when they're DHing can go a little bit longer. 1-2 pitch fouled off by Recker. Again, going to slowly take their time with these guys as they start to work their way back to the major league level. Jose Siri and Winker both originally due up in the six. We know Siri will not be in. Pitch too far low here to Recker, and the count's even at 2-2. And also for Colton Cosper in his first two appearances with the Mets. His first game, as mentioned, five innings pitched. Gets the save, two strikeouts, just three hits, no runs and no walks. As Recker fouls off another one. And then his second appearance against the Palm Beach Cardinals in Jupiter, 2 2/3, four hits, four runs, three earned. Did give up one home run. So not as great of an outing for Cosper the second time around. And now this one, foul tipped and squeezed for strike three. Recker goes down swinging. Cosper has his first strikeout of the game. Maybe just likes to pitch a little bit better here at Clover Park. Off to a good start. One out, runner on first. Tillian at the plate. First pitch he sees, he sends into left center. That one's down, maybe for extra bases. Tillian takes a turn, heading for second. Into third base goes Pinto. And that's a stand-up double for Junior Tillian. What a thorn in the Mets' side Junior Tillian has been. He's now 2 for 3. Single and a double today. And multiple hits for the Tigers in last night's game. So now two runners on with one out, both in scoring position for Samuel Heal. And he sends the first pitch that he gets into the stands. 0-1. One pitch called strike at the knees. Infield is in for the Mets. And a 1-0 game trying to protect their one-run lead. Some work to do for Colton Cosper in a good spot here ahead 0-2. Pitch on the way. Too far outside. Tried to get Heal to chase on the sinker. He stays patient. And now a disengagement, first of the at-bat. Fly ball right side. Juan's going to give it a look, but it's going to roll foul. A 1-2 count. Cosper still ahead, trying to find a way to put away Heal. Get a big second out. Pitch on the way. Bouncing ground ball. Guzman has it. Looks home. Now going to run towards first. The race. Did he get it? No. He'll beat it out. And he is safe over at first base. Well, Randy Guzman, who came off the bag to make that play, looked home and then had to make a long run over to first base. And nobody was there. And just not able to beat Heal, who dove in. So that's a base hit, and now the bases are loaded. Mets defense will back up and play for the double play ball. Santana at the plate is 1-for-1. First pitch to him, misses 4-1. Now the good news is Guzman able to snag that ball before it gets into the outfield, prevents anybody from coming home, but not able to get the second out. Santana sends one deep left side, but foul. And Santana, really big swing there, 103 off the bat, but pulls it foul. One, and this one is taken low in the dirt. 2-1. Nice job by Gutierrez to keep it in front of him. Lakeland has been out hitting the Mets as of right now 6-2. But they are still behind on the scoreboard, have not been able to get any runs across. 2-1 pitch. Santana rips it left side. That's down for a base hit. In to score is Pinto. On his way home now is Tillian. He is in. Now going for Heel to the plate. He is in to score. Three runs come in. It is a bases clearing double for Christian Santana. Lakeland able to cash in after that ball slowly rolled into the left field corner, and Vicencio could not get it in quick enough. Pinto, Tillian, and Heel all in. And all of a sudden, it is now a 3-1 lead for the Flying Tigers. This is going to bring a mound visit out from pitching coach Luis Alvarado. That's the 10th double of the year for Santana. And the Tigers have taken the lead. Now, felt like only a matter of time after the Tigers, who were out hitting the Mets. St. Lucie's only run coming in on the throwing error committed by the Tigers. Short mound visit. Mets only down by 2. They'd like to keep it that way. Still some work to do here with a runner in scoring position and only one out. First pitch called strike to Tapia. Tapia 0-2. Takes a pitch high, now counting it a 1-1. Two fielder's choices where Tapia has put the ball in play. One fouls it straight back into the netting. And he's behind 1-2. We'll take a timeout here. A 1-2, fouled off again. The Mets and Tigers, the only team in action in the Florida State League, with a 1-10 start. Everybody else will play later tonight. 1-2, fired low. Gets the count at 2-2. Mets, of course, not only trying to match their 72 wins from a few seasons ago, but also trying to dwindle that magic number down and clinch the second half. 2-2 pitch, skied in the air, left field. Vicencio underneath it. He'll make the catch. Santana, for a moment, looked like he was going to try and tag from second, but backs up as a nice throw comes in from Vicencio. Fly out to left field. That's out number 2. And David Smith steps towards the batter's box. Cosper's first pitch to Smith misses 4-1. And now Gutierrez is going to head out to the mound to make sure that he's on the same page with his pitcher. A tough sixth inning after Cosper entered the game. Single to Pinto. And then a strikeout against Rucker, but a double, single, and a double has now given the Tigers a 2-run lead. Scoring three here in the sixth. And that single picked up by Heel looming large. Potentially could have been out number two. Mets already would have been out of the inning by this point now. 1-0, flown right side. This one, though, will carry out of play. And only two runs would have scored on the double from Santana. But instead, it's three runs in. And the Mets still need another out to get out of the inning. One thing this Mets offense has done well all year long is played great late in games. Cannot count this team out by any means. 1-1 pitch in for a called strike, and now it's 1-2. Adam has just returned to the booth, and he's shaking his head at me after the Tigers have taken a two-run lead. 1-2 pitch too far outside. Leaves the count at 2-2. Now listen, he always gives me a hard time because I'm the one on play-by-play, but I keep saying to him that, well, he's the one leaving the booth, so maybe he's some of the bad mojo too. 2-2 pitch sent in the air. Guzman underneath it, looking for it, can't find it, but it's Boyd who comes across and makes the catch. Boyd had it all the way. He tracks it down, makes the grab. That'll end the inning, but the Tigers score three. They've taken a two-run lead here at Clover Park on this Wednesday afternoon. Mets will need some offense as they now trail by two. In the bottom of the sixth, Kevin Vivasencio leads it off. First pitch, he puts down the bunt. This one rolling. Rucker comes in, bare hands it, throws it to first, but it's too high. Rolls away. Vivasencio now going to head down towards second base as that ball rolled to the left of the tarp. Vivasencio into second base. A lot happening right at the start of the inning. Vivasencio, who is in for Jose Siri, he's able to put down a bunt, get to first, and then a throwing error on Carson Rucker lets him reach second base. We have a new pitcher in the game, by the way, as well for the Tigers, Celio Mota. And Mota now facing Jeremy Rodriguez, who is pinch hitting for Jesse Winker. So both the rehabbers done for the Mets. Rodriguez shows bunt. Now a throw down to second. Not in time. Vivasencio just got back in.
Rodriguez
at the plate. in for Winker. Rodriguez takes it inside, and now the count even at 1-1. So both the major league rehabbers have finished their days. Jose Siri, who did reach in both of his plate appearances on a walk and a hit-by-pitch, and eventually did score the Mets' only run. 1-1 pitch too far outside, two balls and a strike. Siri also tracked down a ball in center field on early in the game, so legs looking good early for Siri as he starts his rehab trek back up to New York. Two-one pitch to Rodriguez, takes it outside, and it's 3-1. Rucker, by the way, playing way up over near third base, close to the infield grass. Everybody else backed up. Vicencio on second base, nobody out. 3-1, Rodriguez sends it right back up the middle. It's snagged and caught by Goodman. He steps on second, and it's a double play. Well, the last thing the Mets needed there, Rodriguez smoked a ball 103.6 off the bat, but right to Goodman, and he was standing right behind second base. So Vicencio caught off in no man's land, and it's a double play. So now it's two outs and nobody on. Mitch Voit steps to the plate. That is a tough pill to swallow for the Mets. Pitch taken low by Voit, and it's 1-0. Well hit ball. Mets had taken advantage early in the sixth inning, but fortunate circumstances, and now there's two outs with nobody on. Voit takes another one low, but this has been challenged by the catcher for the Tigers. And this is a strike, so a challenge won by Lakeland. They are 1-0. Pitch in for a strike now to Voit. Count is 1-2. One-two pitch. Voit lays off. Slider outside. Moto will come set. Delivers the 2-2. Voit checks swing, and that's a called strike three. Voit goes down looking, and that'll end the inning. So one that started off very promising for the Mets ends with just three batters sent to the plate. And the Mets trail by two going to the seventh.
Well, back here in the seventh inning, Mets trailing 3-1. Selects Ernesto Mercedes is pitching. Must be a number change here. And he throws ball 1 to Dumanil. Oh, Dumanil 0-for-2 with the walk and a couple of strikeouts. Colton Cosper going just one inning. It was a rough one. Giving up 4 hits and 3 runs, all on the bases-clearing double by Christian Santana. Turning a 1-0 Mets lead into a 3-1 Flying Tigers advantage. Well, this is Mercedes as this pitch is popped up. I mean, he's gave away his number 3 jersey there to Jesse Winker on rehab. So there's your number change. I'm sure once the Wink Man leaves, that Mercedes will go back to number 3. 1-2 pitch, and that's to the backstop. Full count. Familiar spot for Dumanil. Payoff pitch, and it's all the way to the backstop. Spiked it for ball 4. A leadoff walk. Dumanil has now walked 5 times in this series. Pitching lines for you. Jimenez for shutout lowers his ERA in St. Lucie to 1.77. Ortega turned in a 1-2-3 inning. Those have been few and far between here in the first 2 games for the Mets. And then Cosper roughed up over those 39 pitches. Or 32, rather. 34. Now Mercedes trying to keep this game where it is. Lakeland starting to come alive at the plate. 4 hits yesterday, they're up to 7 today, 4 in the last inning. This pitch misses low at 93. Goodman 0-for-2 with the walk. That's a good pitch right there. Best one yet from Mercedes. Misses away with the slider. Fastball at 94 miles per hour. Well, that'll even the count 2-2. And did Goodman tweak something there? Kind of reaching towards his back right leg. And his manager, Rene Rivera, and the trainer will come and take a look. That's assistant trainer Kaylee Hanslick. They took a big rip on the fastball there. Perhaps tweak something, but we'll see. Looks like they're going to have to bring something out. He's definitely reaching towards that back right hamstring. Now for Ernesto Mercedes, this is his 21st game of the season for the Mets, his 17th relief appearance. Well, it's hot down there, maybe just cramping up here. Mercedes 3-2, 3.89 ERA. Well, it's a little bottle of something that must rehydrate you quickly. I think we all should have that living in Florida. Well, you don't want to cramp to come up to pull, so everybody stay hydrated down there. We've had good cloud cover today, but it is still warm. It's not brutally hot like it has been. Runner goes, pitches a ball low. The throw by Gutierrez will skip in. It's a stolen base for Dumanil. And it'll be another 3-2 count at the plate. Payoff pitch. Call the ball. No challenge. Back-to-back walks issued by Mercedes to start this seventh inning. That pitch was low. But walks have been a big issue for Mercedes really in his entire St. Lucie career. Holding the 3-1 deficit here in the seventh to go walk. A couple of full counts. And like at least one of those to tilt his way. Now Luis Alvarado out for a mound visit. Well, the Mets the only day game going in the Florida State League. We do have a couple of 5 o'clock starts. Fort Myers and Dunedin have a doubleheader at 5. For a rainout yesterday. Bradenton at Tampa at 5 o'clock. Bradenton hanging on for dear life to a wild card hope. But Palm Beach is at Jupiter at 6:30. Clearwater at Daytona at 6:35. Those are the games most intriguing to these two teams. The Mets, another win and a couple of Daytona losses to wrap up the East. Mound visit over. Jose Jesus Pinto is up, and he will take ball one. Pinto 1-for-3 today with the single and a run last inning. And Mercedes will disengage. And that's probably the best pitch he's thrown so far. Fastball right in there. Double steal. Ball is popped up into shallow right Voit. Calling for it all the way. Makes the grab. Infield fly was in effect. They called that late as the ball was in the air. Automatically out is Pinto. Productive out for Mercedes. We'll bring Carson Rucker to the plate. Tough day so far for Rucker. Error in the fields. 0-for-3, 2 strikeouts at the plate. First pitch, too tall, ball one. Line drive into left field. Villavicencio racing in, makes the catch. The throw back to second. Not in time to double off Dumanil. A good effort in the shades of last night in the eighth inning. Rucker stings it, but allowed out two. And Mercedes, after issuing back-to-back walks, now trying to go through his former teammate, Junior Tillian. And drops in a good pitch for strike one, 86 right at the knees. Tillian having a good series, 4 hits across the 2 games, 3 doubles. And stings one into center field. This will chase back Enriquez. He lines it up, makes the catch, and that is a good rebound for Ernesto Mercedes. Consecutive walks. Luis Alvarado works his magic with the mound visit. Next 3 retired. Seventh inning stretch. Mets down 3-1. Alessio Mota back to work in the seventh. Mets got the butt in the air in the sixth inning off the bat of Villavicencio, but the lineup double playing the strikeout quickly snuffed that out. Well, Jimenez, Gutierrez, and Guzman will bat for the Mets in the seventh, trailing by two runs. Really, for the Mets, it's the same old story. Game started by a left-handed pitcher against them here at Clover Park. The offense just has not come to swing it tonight or this afternoon. Jimenez uses his timeout. That's got an unearned run thanks to two errors in the first inning on the shortstop Goodman, but otherwise only two hits in the five innings across the two lefties. 0-1 pitch. Well, Jimenez last time up knocked Reyes out of the game on the comebacker, and then they bring in Briseño, a reliever lefty, and he proceeds to mow him down for two innings. Fouls that ball off. Fastball at 94. This is a matchup of the two top ERAs in the league, and it's been that way for quite some time. For as many pitchers as both teams have lost through trades, promotions, injuries. Still 1-2. Mets first, Lakeland second. Good slider. That strikes out Jimenez. One gone in the seventh.
Well, that's just a really nice pitch. Breaks outside. And Jimenez in a two-strike count trying to protect. Can't make contact. He's down on strikes.
Well, Gutierrez has struck out twice. Two trips. That pitch skipped in at 93. Flying Tigers to this point on the mound, three pitchers giving up three hits, just two walks and six strikeouts.
It's something about those left-handed pitchers at Clover Park.
Yeah, because on the road, the Mets have fared decently against left-handed starters. Bouncing ball out to the second baseman, Heel. Fired over to first base. Two up, two down. If Randy Guzman can get things going. Guzman always a threat for instant offense. A double end to ground out today.
Well, the good news for the Mets right now is that it's only a two-run game. Certainly they can get right back into it with a couple of good swings.
Lomota, these are tough pitches. It's a really nice slider. And not much you can do with that as a hitter. Same thing right there. A big cut by Guzman going for the downs. It's nothing in two.
It's just such a good slider where it drops. You think you have it timed up, lined right in the middle of the zone, and the next thing you know, you're swinging down low.
And it's a three-pitch strikeout. That was the worst slider of the bunch. First two maybe in Guzman's mind. 1-2-3, seventh inning for Mota. We move to the eighth at Clover Park on this Wednesday afternoon. It's 3-1 Flying Tigers. Mr. Mercedes seemed to straighten himself out there at the end of the seventh inning. Try to keep it moving here. He is the Mets' fourth pitcher of the day. You go back to yesterday, the Mets had to use seven when Yuhi Sako was ejected with one out after the requested foreign substance check requested by manager Rene Rivera, as this pitch is popped up by Heel, and Trey Snyder makes the catch. The two teammates hugging it out there. They've been with the team all year long. They know each other well. But back to Sako. Yeah, ejected. They checked him. We saw they checked him when he came in. Nothing. And then with an out and two strikes, Rene requested a check again, and they were feeling on the forearm of Sako's glove arm, and yeah, he was ejected. So what does that mean? As Santana steps in, he's had a huge day. It means a 10-game suspension, and it means the Mets cannot fill that roster spot, and that's a double whammy. Sako is pitching great, and now they can't. They got to play shorthanded, and we use seven pitchers in one game. First game of the week, and game two, you're using four. It's going to put stress going forward on everybody else. So Mercedes, as this pitch is swung through and missed, you know, having a short outing where you don't have it and can't eat any innings, that's almost, you can't have that at this point. Everybody's got to hit their mark. 2-1 pitch is swung and missed. I'm sure the Mets are... We're hoping for more than one inning out of Colton Cosper. Remember, Cosper in his last game at Clover Park went five innings. That's way beyond what they expected that day. I'm sure they expected more than one this afternoon. So that's the game of baseball for you. We'll see how it all works out. 2-2 pitches high. It's a full count now on Santana, who delivered the three-run double back in the sixth inning. Real breakthrough hit for the Flying Tigers early in this series. And he hooks one foul. But 10 games suspension and losing the roster spot, that's to the last day of the season, so... See how it plays out. 3-2 pitch. Lost him. Mercedes with the third walk in for Santana. Big game. Now 2-for-2. Single, double, 3 RBI, 2 walks. Star of the show for the Flying Tigers. Tapia has hit two hard ground balls to short. One flat to right, 0-for-3. First pitch, he fouls it straight back, strike one. Pitches outside. You know, you go back to the pre-COVID days, when the Mets were a high A team. Used to be a 25-man roster. And then they expanded to 30. 2021. 1-1 pitch is low. And those extra spots, they go to the pitchers. And that really helps teams keep guys fresh. It hopefully keeps you from having a ton of roster moves, sending guys up and down to keep fresh arms on the roster. But it's almost amazing to think back of how it was. Like, we really did that? Like, we really... Did 140 games with a 25-man roster.
And even still, with the 30-man roster, the Mets do make quite a few moves throughout the year, yeah. Moving guys up and down, college pitchers coming in.
That was before the extra inning rules runner on second base deal. 2-2 pitches fouled back again. It felt like at least once a year you would have a 15-inning game. Maybe every few years you'd go up to 16, 17, 18 innings, the 25-man roster. And then how in the world do you get the pitching for the next day? Somehow they did it. Mercedes misses high to Tapia. It's now another full count. And there was one game I remember, Fort Myers and the Mets played on a, I think it was a Friday night here. It was 18 innings long. Three-two pitch, struck him out on the high fastball. Tapia chases. That was way upstairs. Gives the Mets out number two there. Tapia retired, and Mercedes will take it. David Smith will bat, two outs and runner at first. But that was 2015. They walked Michael Conforto. Fort Myers walked Michael Conforto intentionally three times in extra innings. They were not going to deal with him. Best player in the league that year.
18 innings. Yeah, sounds.
I remember the.
Sounds fun.
It was not fun. I remember the Mets scored the winning run on a sac fly caught in foul territory. And I talked to the Fort Myers manager the next day, and he said he was glad that the guy caught it. He said we had nothing left. We had no pitching. We needed the game to end at that point. You know, you want to win, but you're thinking development, health, all those things. And I just remember the next day walking in the locker room saying, there are going to be some new faces in here. And yeah, they brought over some extended spring training players. And it was a two-level jump for them, three levels. Going from the GCL as this ball's flowing to Henriquez to St. Lucie. Fun times down memory lane. Ernesto Mercedes has fired two scoreless innings here, working around three walks, giving the Mets a chance. The offense coming up next. Score 3-1 Lakeland. Yonton Diaz, the new pitcher for Lakeland. Fourth of the day, replacing Eliseo Mota. Boy, Mota, that was great stuff. A slider, nasty. Two scoreless innings and three strikeouts for him. Now Diaz throws a strike in there to Trey Snyder. It's getting late for the Mets' offense, held to one run unearned on three hits through seven innings today, as this one's lashed into right field, coming on and making the running catch is Smith. And Trey Loud out. It's now six in a row retired since Vivasencio's surprise bunt single.
A couple of Loud outs through that six up, six down stint for the Mets. Just haven't been able to get those balls to fall.
Here's Henriquez, 0 for 6 in the series. Way past due for a hit the way he's been swinging it this year. Strikeout in the second and a flyout in the fifth. Diaz, this is his first relief appearance for Lakeland. His prior three games starts, but struggling. 12 innings, 6 hits, 9 walks, 11 runs. Roller to first, scooped up by Santana. Two up, two down as Henriquez falls to 0-3. The Mets don't have a base runner since the bunt single in the start of the sixth. Simone Juan will come up trying to get things going. The Mets are only base runner away from being the tying run of the plate. It's a bloop into blast, as they call it. Slider away, ball one. Fastball low, two balls, no strikes. Playing baseball for 2 hours and 10 minutes now. The weather is held. Future cash shows it's going to get nasty around 5 o'clock here. It's a good thing that had the 1-10 Wednesday game. By the way, this is it for your 1-10 Wednesdays. Next year, back to 6-10.
I'm sure the players will appreciate that the most.
Well, no interest here in Juan swinging at a pitch. He will take his four-pitch walk, and that will bring the tying run to the plate and Kevin Villavicencio.
Does that count as the bloop? Now you just need the blast?
Sure. Close enough. Yeah, we've had some, by circumstances, some Wednesday night games here, and the Wednesday night games seem to go better, at least attendance-wise, more energy in the ballpark than the day games have.
Yeah, definitely easier if more fans could come out after later in the night. And then, of course, the temperature, it's not 90-plus degrees out in the sun with no cloud cover.
That was ball five to Villavicencio. And he swings through a fastball here. You go back to the streak we had of 99 straight games without a rainout. The game number 100 was the Wednesday afternoon, where if it had been a night game, might have been all to play it. Just conspired against us. Another big cut by Villavicencio, who does have pop. He's got 3 home runs this season. But he's behind 1-2 here.
Yeah, well, the saying is a bloop and a blast, but you take a couple of bloops and then maybe one more blast.
A flare falling out towards center, but tracked and caught by a heel. Sounded like the bat might have broken on the contact there. Villavicencio is retired. No issues for Diaz after the two-out walk. This game goes to the ninth. Flying Tigers lead 3-1. Jorge De Leon, the new pitcher for the Mets, in the ninth. Trying to keep the score right where it is, 3-1 Lakeland. De Leon, a guy who the Mets only used in mop-up duty for most of the season, but starting not too long ago, he's been pitching in higher leverage spots, needed. And he throws a fastball too hard, too far outside to Dumanil. Two walks, two strikeouts for Dumanil. The the leadoff spot this afternoon.
And we all know how hard De Leon can pitch. Last one at 96.
And that one sails all the way to the backstop. Well, this is not the kind of batter that is going to give you an easy swing and a miss. And we have an injury issue or not? De Leon's, a couple of times this year, they've had to come out and check on him. Louis Rivera was out of the dugout walking that way. Yeah, you have to throw a strike to this guy. He's just not going to give you. That's a good pitch. That slider, when it's right, can be lethal. But De Leon, go back to last Thursday in a one-run game in the sixth, got through it, a 1-2-3 seventh inning, held the lead. That's as big a spot as he's been in probably in his time in St. Lucie. So coming off that success. Oh, he drills him square in the back at 98. Nick Dumino wears it like a champ.
Didn't even flinch on a fastball coming in that hard. Well, that's been the one issue for De Leon. It's just he has not been able to hit that strike zone consistently. Got great stuff. You know, throw fastball 98 miles an hour, but if he can't hit the strike zone, things aren't going to go your way.
And we have Goodman due to hit. Remember, he was grabbing at his hamstring after a swing last at-bat, stayed in, finished it, and he's not yet come out for this at-bat. He's not feeling quite right. Yeah, it looks like they might bring in a pinch hitter for him. Yeah.
And he's talking with the trainers right now. Now gone back into the dugout. Well, looks like something bothered him right before he was ready to come up to the plate.
They brought him a drink last time and tried to bring him a drink here. Let's see, quite sweaty. So Zach MacDonald will pinch hit for him. MacDonald yesterday, 0-for-4 with two strikeouts and a line drive double play. In the nine spot, off the bench, swings and misses. Bat goes flying. That'll chase a couple out of the dugout. Well, maybe he wasn't quite ready to go. Yeah, he kind of had to get in there pretty quickly as Goodman was on deck. Give him some of that pine tar rub.
You kind of see it when he came out of the dugout, did a quick stretch, and then kind of looked towards his coach and was like, all right, am I going? All right, let's go.
Remember, his manager is Rene Rivera, who's coaching third base, so not in the dugout with them. That's a good fastball at 95, nothing in two. So good pitches after the hit batter. Struck him out. Fastball at 98. Wow. Jorge De Leon. The hit-by-pitch notwithstanding. That was an outstanding sequence.
And that was the pitch on the strikeout that was in the strike zone. So even if Donald had laid off, it would have been strike three.
It's 97. And look, you got a batter who's just jolted into the game. Yeah, come right at him. That's not a guy you can fiddle around with and lose. And he did his part. Ooh. Fastball inside. It has to be somewhere in the back of the mind of these hitters, though, after seeing 98 square in the back on the first guy. Just got to think, has this guy really got the full command?
Well, that last one at 98.9. He only close to 99.
Oh, that slider is wicked. Now, this is fun to watch, this De Leon. He painted the black. 1-2, runner goes, swing and a miss, strike three, throw to second, too tall. That slider off the mark, but Pinto swings anyways, and that's what happens as a pitcher when you can throw 98 inside corner and then high 80s slider outside corner. You're going to get a chase or two. De Leon back-to-back strikeouts. Dumanil steals second. Carson Rucker 0 for 4 at the plate at the dish now. And takes this slider in the dirt.
Well, and it's a slider that stays in the strike zone for a long time before then breaking out late. And that's why another reason why it's able to induce a chase from the batter. And as you mentioned, Adam, set up by a couple of pitches right in the strike zone.
Oh, scary to watch. And Rucker's saying, I think he's saying it got me. Did you hear a tick, Nick? Jake, I thought I might have heard one.
I did not.
Well, Tommy Millett, home plate umpire, didn't say anything. And yeah, okay. So Malik Coleman apparently got a better look at it. Another hit batter. Mets won't contend it. Another scary one at 98 up high. Well, Junior Tillian, big series. 2-4 helped set up the three-run inning against his old team. First pitch fooled on this slider. We're all geared up for that fastball. Your fourth, your fifth in line in the inning when two guys have been hit by 98 and another nearly was. Can't be a comfortable spot to be in. Well, slider dips low, a ball and a strike. Fastball grounded to third. Nice backhand stop by Snyder. Long throw on the money. Great play at the hot corner by Trey Snyder. That was some fun pitching to watch by Jorge De Leon. Throwing 98, plunked a few, struck out a couple. Mets coming to the plate in the bottom of the ninth against a new pitcher down by two runs. Several changes here for Lakeland in the ninth. This is Ethan Sloan. He's been with Lakeland all season. He's on to close it out. He does have two saves this year. Eighth round pick by Detroit. Last year out of Regis College in Colorado. Zach MacDonald stays in the game in left field. Junior Tillian goes to second, and Heal, the second baseman, goes to short. And Goodman, the odd man out after leaving in the middle of that last inning. First pitch, a strike. So the Mets had a tough first five innings against left-handed pitchers. And Reyes and Briseño, now they have a lefty closer. Second pitch a strike. It's nothing and two. Diaz pitched a scoreless, hitless eighth inning. One walk. Rodriguez fouls that off his front foot, stays alive. He'll be followed by Voigt and Jimenez. If anybody gets on, Gutierrez. And then, of course, you have Guzman lurking. And if he's at the plate, you give the Mets a really solid chance of getting back in this game. A roller fouls. Rodriguez staying tough, hanging tough.
Well, that's going to be the important thing for the Mets in this inning. Just try to get on base. It's tough against left-handed pitchers. They've struggled against them, especially here at Clover Park. So take your time. Be patient in the batter's box. Don't have to be the hero.
Sloan's 0-2, bounces in the dirt. Rodriguez never afraid to go the other way. Well, the Mets want him to hit the ball, pull the ball in the air, but a lot of room down the third base side. A two-strike count against the left-handed pitcher. See if he goes the other way. He takes strike three. He's going to challenge. Look, why not? Can't take him with you. Down to the last inning here. It's a good pitch.
That's just nasty stuff. Slider coming across right on the black. Doesn't get much better than that.
It was always going to be tough with that low arm slot lefty pitcher coming out. First batter being a lefty. So here is Voigt. And he will pop one foul. Mitch today 0 for 2. Reaching on a walk and an error.
We saw all the defensive gems from Mitch Voigt. Now can we get that flash of offense?
Foul out to the right. It'll be nothing in two.
Well, that was a pretty decent swing. Straighten it out a little bit more power, and that ball can fly.
Ground ball towards Tillian. From left field to second, makes the play. That's going down without much of a fight here at the end of the game. They got the leadoff man on in the sixth inning on a bunt single. Only one man has reached since. Comes down to Jimenez. Can he get on for Gutierrez and keep the line moving? Jimenez, one hit today off the pitcher. That's one of the hits. Villavicencio's bunt single. One of the other hits, and Randy Guzman hit a one-out double in the second. That's it. We're a team that produced 9 hits yesterday. Pop up. Tillian. Heel there. It's heel to put it away, and that'll do it. The Flying Tigers, excellent on the mound, shut down the Mets and win game 2 of the series 3-1. As Ethan Sloan turns in a 1-2-3 ninth inning against the 2-3-4 hitters. And for the Mets, the head scratching continues. They are now 0-10 at Clover Park in games against a left-handed starting pitcher. Have not solved that riddle all season long. This series is now tied 1-1. Mets will drop to 72-49 overall, 38-18 in the second half, still in prime position to win the division. This week, Lakeland 670 now wins against 48 losses, 32-22 overall. They are now 2 games up on Clearwater in the West second half. And as the Flying Tigers wrap up the happy high five line this series, I won't say it's gone as expected on the field, but really on the scoreboard and after 2 games, you've had a 1-run win by the Mets, a 2-run win by the Flying Tigers, so very competitive here at Clover Park. Today, the difference not only on the mound, but Christian Santana at the plate, the big three-run double in the sixth inning for all the Flying Tigers' runs today. Their winning pitcher is Briseño. Losing pitcher is Cosper, and Sloan picks up his third save. 3-1 Lakeland in the final. We'll take a break, come back on the postgame show, and wrap it all up. Back here at Clover Park, grounds crew getting to work. We beat the rain, but the Lakeland Flying Tigers beat the Mets. 3-1 to even the series at one game apiece. Let's roll through the highlights of the action at Clover Park. Jonathan Jimenez, ERA down to 1.77 in his time in St. Louis. He pitched four scoreless innings, gets a double play to end the first inning. This was the Mets' run-scoring play, a balloon ball there out of the hand of Goodman. It sails in the dugout. Jose Siri was running to third on the play. He would score on that error. This ball hits the starting pitcher, Gabriel Reyes, who was doing great comebacker off the bat of Jimenez. That knocked him out of the game, but the Flying Tigers just rolled on the mound. Here's an infield hit with second and third, no outs. Heel beats Guzman to the base. It's bases loaded, nobody out. And then a three-run double would ensue off the bat of Christian Santana to make it 3-1. Villavicencio leading off the fifth, sixth inning with a bunt single here. And he would get to second on the throwing error by Rucker. But then Jeremy Rodriguez would line into a double play. And really, that was it. That was the last hit for the Mets. It felt like they had a little something going there with that bunt single and error, but quickly squashed by the Lakeland Flying Tigers defense. And the pitching staff there with Mota did great, Diaz as well, and Sloan to finish it off. So you tip your cap to the Flying Tigers. They did a great job on the mound. It looked like their pitchers today had some nasty stuff.
They really did. And again, whatever it is, left-handed starters against Clover Park, the Mets just have not been able to figure that out quite yet. But as you said, Adam, right before we got into this postgame show, this is kind of what you expect from this series. These are the two best teams in the Florida State League right now. You expect these to be competitive matches. There's been some sloppiness on both sides from both teams, but it's early in the series, and I expect this series to only get more competitive as we get on. We should be in for a lot of fun, and a lot of big events coming up at Clover Park. Should be a fun week.
Yeah, you speak about the sloppiness. Lakeland committed three errors today, so get this. In the two games, the winning team has made eight errors, the losing team, zero. That's baseball for you.
How about
you.
That?
You can never predict it. As Jake said, it's going to be a fun week ahead tomorrow. Strikeout Hunger Night. If you're in town, bring five non-perishable food items. You get a free ticket Friday, Vets at the Mets, the motorcycle ride-in. Saturday, fireworks, starry night. Sunday, fan appreciation. So four more games left in the regular season at home for St. Lucie, and this has been a very competitive series. We'll expect that to continue. Weather looks promising for tomorrow. We're back to our normal 6:10 start time. Airtime with the pregame show on Bally Sports Live will be at 6 o'clock sharp. Well, folks, that'll do it for this game, this postgame show, and this broadcast. For Jake Ricker and our entire broadcast crew, I'm Adam McDonald. Thanking you so much for making the Mets part of your Wednesday afternoon. We hope all of you out there watching have a pleasant remainder of your day.